Today's daf in Masechet Kiddushin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Ayin. And we're holding in the middle of the sugya of Asara Yuchasim, and we got up to the top of Ayin Lamed Aleph, and we were up to the set in the Mishnah, which included Geri v'Charuri. And we said that these were Eila L'Eretz Yisrael, and that we had a machlokas, whether it was He'alum, or whether it was Alu, whether it was Me'atzmon, whether it was Bal Korcha, how to understand Rebbe Lesser, and so on. But now we want to know what gives us the right to claim that these people went to Eretz Yisrael. Where does it say that? Geri v'charuri, where does it say such a thing? Minolan, Omer of Chista di Omakra, v'chol ha'nivdal mitumat goye ha'aretz aleihem. So it says there that everyone that had separated himself out from the Tumah of the Goyim and instead had come to be with Hashem Elokei Yisroel, which means Gerim, and that includes Shichrurim, who have become now separated from the Tumas HaGoyim, and to be Mavakish Hashem, because in order to be an Eved, remember, you have to be Mekabel on yourself, to be Mi'avde Yisroel HaKsherim. How do we know that we're Mamzerim? Minolan, Dichtiv. Vayishma Sanvalat HaChorani V'tuvya Eved HaAmoni. So now, this is talking about the stories of how all of the people that were against Ezra and Nehemiah's activities, and they wanted to control it, and so on. So it starts with the story of an Eved who is from Ammon. His name was Tuvia, and it says over there that the political fallout was disastrous because many people were very much under the sway of this Tuvia, despite the fact that he was an Eved, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah ben Arach. Now, Shechaniah ben Arach was a Jew. And Yochanan beno lakach et bat Meshulam ben Berechia. These people were all Shechaniah and Meshulam, both of them were Bnei Yisrael. And they were son-in-laws to this Eved. So you see from here clearly that there were mamzerim. Wait, first of all, that's dependent on the machlokas, whether that's true or not. Remember, we have a big machlokas, whether an Eved is an Ovik Chovim or Eved Abba Bat Yisrael, the Vlad is a mamzer. So Hanechalamadi Omer Vlad mamzer, okay. But what about if you hold that the Vlad is kosher? Why does the Mishnah say that there were mamzerim that were Olu? And furthermore, where does it say over here that they had any children? Who said they had children? It says that they were son-in-laws to this guy. There's a long way between that and proving that there were mamzerim there. So we might have a bunny, Dilmalo have a bunny. And besides that, I don't even understand. The pashtus of the pasuk is not mashma that these people came up with Ezra. It's mashma that they were there before and that they were trying to fight. I mean, you could say that maybe they came up earlier and so on, but I mean, what makes you say that? What makes you think that they were here in Bavel and that they left Bavel and went to Eretz Yisrael? Maybe they stayed there the whole time. Maybe these people were in Eretz Yisrael from the time there were, obviously most people had left Eretz Yisrael, but from the time of Gedaliah. Doesn't say everybody left, so they might have been there among those, the low-class people that were left behind. They could have been there all of these years during the time of the Golas. So forget about this Raya. Bring me another Raya. Show me that Mamzerim were brought from Baba. Ah, so it says like this. Ve'ela ha'olim mitel melach, tel charsha, kiruv adon, ve'imer, ve'lo yachlu lagid beit avotam ve'zaram, imi Yisrael heim. So what is this referring to? This is another group of people that is listed in Nehemiah, of people that had no way of showing that they were really from Bnei Yisrael. And he uses these strange names. Now, we know that very often in Ksuvim, when we use strange names, it's actually, as the Gemara says, that the entire Divrei HaYomim is written like this. It uses names that are not names, but are references to ideas or to events. So over here also, Tel Melach, Tel Charsha, Kruv Adon, I mean, like, these are not names. So what is it referring to? So we darshan it like this, Tel Melach, Elu b'nei Adam shedomim ma'aseim l'ma'asei Sodom. So what happened to Sodom? It turned into a Tel Melach. I mean, that's very obviously The thing that a pasuk would be referring to is the striking issue of the salt and the wreckage of Sodom, the whole description of the Asia's Lot. I mean, it's like Ad Hayom. I'm sure our tour guides over here will tell us how much money they make off of pointing out, you know, where the wife of okay, I stop kidding. All right. So anyway, so this is talking about people that acted like the people in the Tel Melach. Now, we know that in Sodom there were mamzerim. How do we know? Besides the general idea of the lewd sexual behavior, the Gemara talks about the way in which they used to have these insane laws, right? So one of the laws was that if somebody gets into a fight, whatever happens, and he hits a pregnant woman, and he makes this pregnant woman lose a fetus, so then the punishment was that woman has to move into his house, and he has to impregnate her, and he has to take care of her, you know? So, okay, so obviously they didn't care too much about mamzerim, you know? You damage me by killing the fetus, you make another fetus. Brilliant. Okay, so clearly, then the people that are similar to Sodom are people that don't care about mamzerim. So these were people like that. And Alon looks way too comfortable for his own good. And Tel Charsha. So what would Tel Charsha mean? This is the tale of people that it's basically a shetuki. Charsha means shut up. So this is what we said shetuki was. The kid refers to somebody as daddy and mommy says, don't say that. All right. So there is another case of a shetuki. Now here it says both. You know, they couldn't tell not their father's house and not their moker, which is their mother, Imi Yisraelim. That's referring to an asufish and asaf ben ashuk. So we see that these were all in the group that was discovered when they went through the Yichusim. And then it continues to say, also weird, Keruv Adon v'Imer. What is that? Omri Be'abo, you have to dash in the pussy like this. The Adon Imer, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon. This is what he said. Amar Adon. Kruv. I thought, ani amarti you, Yisrael, if an Aiki Kruvim, Chashuvim, like the Kruvim in the Beis HaMikdash, I thought that that's what they would be like. And instead, they put themselves and Samu Atzmam Kinamer. So the Zohar says, Hare Nimerim is a reference to Yishmael. That act with complete, like animals, right? So these are the panthers, black panthers, exactly. You know, so that's where it comes from. Arein Nimerim. So you want to take that which was Choshev Kikruvim and turn them into Nimerim, where they have no Amahakpada on, what are they going to have marriages between Nimerim? Obviously not. Ikane Amri, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omar Adon. Did I mention that the Zohar says that's Yishmael? I forgot if I said it or not, but that's a reference to Yishmael. That's the beauty of it. So instead of acting like Bnei Yisrael, they act like a bunch of Arabs. Ikri Amre, Omer Rabbi Abo, Omar Adon. Even though Klal Yisrael acts like a bunch of Namerim, Hein Chashuvim Lefanai Kechruv. I, in my mind, I view them as being so Choshev because I know what they're really like, and to me, they're like Kruvim. Somebody marries a woman who is not mutter to him. Maybe she's mutter mi'ikar hadin, but she's got all kinds of pigamim. It's a big machlokas halacha lemaisa, what this is considered to be. Literally halacha lemaisa, a lot of shilas asked on this. Ma'ale alav ha-katuv ki'ilu charasho l'kol olam kulo v'zera'o melach. It's as if the guy had plowed up the world and put in salt to make sure that the land would never be useful again. Shenemar v'eile ha'olim tel melach tel charsha. So we see that these people of Psula Yichus, they come up from the tel melach. Of course, this is a profound insight into the relationship of the Vekivshua in terms of Piria Verivia, that the idea of Vekivshua is to make the earth more and more suitable and developed. And this person who messes up the story of evolution in the way that the Torah views evolution, constantly more and more refined, godless of Bnei Yisrael, and he takes somebody who has a psul yichus, is basically, he's put things into reverse. So he's made now the earth and its processes as if he poured in salt into the earth, so now it can't produce because now there's a built-in pgam into the DNA of development. Omer Abba Bar Avada, Omer Rab, Kol Anosei Isha L'Shum Mamon, somebody who takes a woman that otherwise wouldn't have been taken because she's rich, Havale Banim She'inam Mehuganim, is going to have children that themselves are not Mehugan. Shenemra Ba'ashem Bagadu, Ki Banim Zarim Yaladu, so they take these alien children, this is Mamish, Ata Yochleim Chodesh Et Chalkeyam. What exactly does that mean? The Gemara is going to dash. What is a chodesh? Shema tomar mamon palat. So maybe you'll say, okay, all right, but at least you get rich. You know, I mean, it's good to have the money, even if I won't have the kids. No, Talmud Lomar, ata yochlim chodesh et chalkeyan. That now the oive Yisrael will eat up within a month everything that they have. You'll think that that means only his part of the money, but it's not going to take away her money. I mean, it's only the things. That means that the Nichsei Malug, that's hers. So maybe, I mean, she didn't do anything wrong. I mean, she's trying to get to better herself. You know, it's the male that married for her money. Maybe only his money will be destroyed, not hers. Talmud Lomar Chalkehem. No, not true. Both of them. B'shema Tomal is Man Meruba. You think it's going to take a long time? Talmud Lomar Chodesh. My Mashma. Omrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak means Chodesh Nichnas v'Chodesh Yotzei u'Mamonam Avad. The Omer Rab Baravada, or some say Omer Psalom Rav Amnuna, a person who marries a woman who is not Roy, Elio ties him to the post, like we do in Bezdin for someone who's Chayev to get Malkus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers the Malkus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote, oh, V'tana al Kulam, all of these Pigomim, whether it's Kayanim, Levim, Yisraelim, it's not only for Kayanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, Elio writes down a special shtar about them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs that shtar, and it says, Oy lo leposel et zaro lepogem et mishpachto velanosei isha she'eino hogenet lo. This next piece, of course, doesn't belong here. Elio Kofta HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote, so it's repetitious, so most take it out. V'chol haposel, and another thing, people that claim that other people are actually pigamim, that person himself is possible. So if somebody goes around calling people mamzerim, it's clear that he's a mamzer. And enu medaber b'shvacha li'olam. He never says anything good about, always has something bad to say about people. That's the kind of people that we're talking about over here. And Shmuel says that this means b'mumo posel. It's not just that there's something wrong with him, is that whatever he says about the other person is coming from a psychological issue that he's got, this chip on his shoulder, and he is the one that therefore is going to always be calling the other person what it is that he's sensitive to. And there was a guy from Naharda who came to a butcher store, and this butcher store was in Pumpadisa. So he wasn't aware of the things going on in Pumpadisa, and so he says, here's my order. I said to him, you'll have to wait. Nita the Shokel Hashami the Rav Yehuda ben Yecheskel. Rav Yehuda ben Yecheskel, who was basically the Av Bezdin, the Rosh Hashiva in Pumpadisa, this is Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda, he sent his valet, and we're about to take an order from him. You'll have to wait until he finishes, and then we'll get to your turn. So the guy says, Huda, how is you? Huda Bar Shvisko, the Kadim. What, the guy comes, Lee? Shokel min kamai, I don't know, the Shviskel means the barbecue man. You know, this is the guy that he's got to get his meat. Well, who the heck is he? Why should I care about him? And who is he to take meat before me? So they went and told Rav Yehuda what this guy said. And Rav Yehuda put him into Nidli. Because min adem al kvod harav. So Omru, then they told Rav Yehuda, this guy Bechlal is a problem. Rogil de koryin chiavdi, he always runs around insulting people and he calls them avodim. So Rav Yehuda put out a machrozah from Bezdin that this guy himself was an Eved. So that guy went and he sued Rav Yehuda. And he insisted that Rav Nachman should bring a lawsuit against him, and therefore they sent him a pitka d'azmona. So they sent an invitation, a subpoena, basically. They sent a subpoena to Rav Yehuda that he has to go to Narada, because this guy came from Narada, so he was suing him in his place. How do you call me an Eved? And the amazing thing is that Reb Nachman actually sent a subpoena to Rav Yehuda, which was really a chutzpah, but we'll see what happens over here. So Rav Yehuda went to discuss with Rav Huna whether he ought to go or not. So Amar Lein, Ezel or lo Ezel, should I go to Rav Nachman? So Rav Huna said to him, Mitzad Adin, you shouldn't go. Mezel lo miboy loch lo mezel. There's absolutely no chi for you to go to Rav Nachman. Mishum de Gavar Rabat, you're even a bigger gadol than Rav Nachman is, and it's no reason for you to go. He had no right to send you any kind of subpoena. But the thing is that, remember that Rav Nachman is actually the Chatan de Venecia, and he's related to the Resh Galus. Because of that, it'll be seen as if you're insulting the whole idea of the Chashivas of the Resh Galus. Kumzil, you better go anyway. Okay, so Rav Yehuda came. He finds that Rav Nachman is building a ma'akeh. Omar lei, so Rav Yehuda says to him, Lo sava l'mal adim Ravuna bar Idi Yom HaShmu, you don't hold that once a person has a job on the tzibur, kim shnitmaneh adam parnas la tzibur, asur ba'asiyat melacha b'fnei shlosha, he's not allowed to do publicly any kind of work. It's an embarrassment to the people. We don't take care of the person who's a parnas. Oh, my laser, Nachman said to him, no, I'm not doing any work. I'm making a little piece of a gundrito to call a Vietnam. I mean, that's not called work. Oh, my lay, I said, reviewed a system. You got a problem with talking? Is there something wrong with the word ma'akeh that appears in the Torah? You may have read the Holy Book once, you know? Or is there a problem with the word mechitza? Maybe you learned some Mishnayos or Gemara in your time, you know? What is this gundarita? What kind of nonsense is that? What are you, from Harlem? Omar lei, Sir Reb Nachman said to him, please, sir, Yosef Mara Karpita, sit down on the carpet, which was the word that he was using for a little stool. So Reb Yehuda said to him, oh, the Karpita, another Harlem word. Misoni Safsal, the Omar Rabban, is something wrong with the way the Gemara uses the word Safsal? Or you don't want to be a Talmud Chacham, so at least speak the way normal people talk. Itzteba. The Amrei Imshi, what the heck is a karpita? So Nachman said to him, please, lechel maret ronga, have some eserk jelly to eat. So Omar lei, you know what Shmuel said about that. Anybody who uses the word etronga instead of etrog, something's wrong with his brain. Probably it's because one third of his brain is so incredibly haughty that he doesn't know, remember how to speak. So kol omer etronga, it's tilta baramat rucha. Either call it an esrog, like normal people do, or call it an esroga, the way regular people, like the Rabbana do, or esroga, the way normal people do. But esronga? Like, what is this, the phony French accent? Have some esronga. You sound like an idiot. Omar Leiser, Reb Nachman said to him, well, perhaps you'd like a cup of anbaga. Anbaga? I said, what the heck? Anbaga? Now you're talking like an American Indian, I guess. I mean, me, Sonny, asparagus, you know, the word they use in the Gemara is asparagus. That was that special drink that they drank in the morning, you know, to get going, which reminds me, actually, as I know Barnea's about to get there, so, and that's why Zoom put Gavi right underneath. Thank you. And Akiva right next to him. I've got some support. So, heck, either call it asparagus, which the Rabbanan call it, something wrong with that word, or called it the anpiki, and that's the way normal people talk. Or Marley, so Nachman says to him, Tese Dunak Tashkenan, my daughter Dunak should come and give us some coffee. Or Marley, Hoki Omar Shmuel, Ein Mishtamshin Beisha. You don't use a woman to serve coffee. It's not nice. No, said Reb Nachman, she's still a child. Ktanagi, said Rav Yehuda, you don't use women. It doesn't matter whether the gedola or a katana. So then Rav Nachman said, so maybe you would send a special message of shalom to Yalta. You know, Yalta was pretty dangerous. So he wanted to make sure that she was given the proper respect. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Mochir Mashmuel, I can't talk to her. Kol Beisha Erva. I'm not going to talk to her because then I have to listen to her voice. Now, look, Alok Lamaisa is not how we paskin him, because the Marshal says that he was just being Dechim to drive him crazy, because a voice that isn't a voice of Chiba or singing is not what the Isser is. A lot of discussion of this Gemara. Omar Leis, Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Mochir Omar, Rav Nachman said to him, so you don't have to talk to her. You can send a shliach. Omar le hachi Omar Shmuel ain shalim b'shlomi isha. You're not allowed to send regards to a woman. So Rav Nachman said, you could send it through me. Ayidei ba'ala. Omar le hachi Omar Shmuel ain shalim b'shlom isha klal. Even through her husband, obviously. as the post can bring. Listen, Elisha spoke to a woman, right? I mean, like. So what are we talking about over here? So if there is something that you have to say, you owe her a thank you, and you're expressing, you're doing things mitam derech eretz, and there's no element of a chibo or just spontaneous saying something to a woman, of course it's not usher. But again, he was trying to make life miserable for poor Rav Nachman, who made the mistake of sending him a subpoena. So I... When Rav Nachman's wife, Yalta, is hearing this from behind the door, so she sends a little note to Rav Nachman. Will you get this guy's business finished and get him out of here before he turns you into a total idiot? So, Sharilei Tigre, finish up his business, will you? By the time he finishes with you, you're going to look like a total Amoritz. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Yehuda, so, Maishiyate de Marhocha, what brings you to Narda? Omar Leiser, if you'd have said, what brings me to Narda? You sent me a subpoena. Shalom Arbas. So Rabakwa said, I sent you a subpoena? I don't even know how to talk to you. How could I send you a subpoena? Ashta shute de Marloka mirna taska das minuta mishadrin lamar. I mean, I'm not even a big enough person to be able to know how to talk to you like a mensch. I obviously would never have done such a thing. So Rav Yehuda opens up his jacket, takes out the subpoena, waves it in front of Rav Nachman and says, well, here's the diska das minuta. This is what came. And he shows it to him. He says, here's the guy. Meaning, here's the guy that was subpoenaed, and here's the subpoena. So you can try to deny all you want, but I got it here in writing. So, oh my gosh, so Nachman said to him, oh my gosh, I don't know, probably went out from the secretaries, I never meant it, you know, all of those posts about, they're all lies, somebody else posted it, not me. the universal explanation of things today. You know. Anyway, but look, you've come here now, right? So I did the wrong thing, okay, but what you should do is explain it to me, because if you don't, then people are going to say, "Mechanfi Rabbanan Adade," that the Rabbanan, they don't really speak honestly one with the other, and they just they're just mechanef the other ones. That would be a terrible thing, Bechil Hashem. So, once you're here already, explain to me what you did. Why did you put him into chayim? So, first of all, my time is shamte marlohu gavra. So Rav Yehuda said, well, he didn't want to say it was because of his own covet, so he said, listen. There was a shliach rabbana. I sent somebody to get meat, and he spoke to him with chutzpah. So then Reb Nachman said, so then why didn't you just beat him up? Nagdeimai. I mean, we know that Rav used to actually give malchus for somebody who was mitzayar shluchah rabbana. So Rav Yehuda said, because I gave him even worse than hitting him. In other words, this is Merames that lamaisa for shluchah rabbana, and maybe it's good enough just to give him malchus. But over here, he insulted Mamish Rav Yehuda himself. So I did worse than that. Because putting him into Nidui is even worse than giving him Malkus. Okay, so that I understand. Now, why did you say he's an Eved? So my time Achris Marley da Avdahu. So Rav Yehuda said, because the rug of the Korean Che Avdah, the guy goes around calling other people Avadim. And we know, we just learned it over here in Kedushin, Vatani Kola Posel Posel. And Shmuel explained that when a person calls other people by names of Psul, he uses the name that he is most sensitive to, which is his own mum. And therefore, so therefore I decided he's an Eved. But said Reb Nachman, I mean, Shmuel wasn't saying lahalacha that you can positively define him as an Eved, was he? I mean, Shmuel was just saying that. That's strong grounds for suspicion, you know. I mean, you had a right to publicly define him as an Eved? So while they were talking, that guy who was there, and this is the courtroom, right? And he says, yes, what a chutzpah, Lididi Karita Leavda, you call me an Eved. I'm from a royal family. Atina mibe chashmonai malka. Amalais, Rav Yudah said to him, yep, that proves it. Oki Omar Shmuel. Whoever says I come from the chashmonaim is definitely an Eved. So you just proved it. And that was the whole inyan that Hurdas had killed the whole family, and that was the last child that jumped off of the roof. And she said, anybody who claims that he comes from, there's none of us that are left. The only ones that are left are Avodim. So Reb Nachman said to Reb Yehuda, okay, I understand that you're telling me this, but how am I allowed to accept it from you? If a Talmud Chacham is the source of a halacha, and he needs that halacha in order to win a court case, if he taught this halacha normally before this suit happened, then we believe him. But I don't have a right to accept this from you, because right now you want to use a mimer that you're teaching us as a reason to paskin in your favor. So what should we do? Omar Lehi, so Rav Yehuda said to him, look, you don't have to believe me. Ha'ikar Rav Masna, the Koikava, say Rav Masna was with me. He heard this from Shmuel along with me. Now, it happens that Rav Masna hadn't set foot in Narda for the last 13 years, and that very moment he walks into the court. It's okay. So Omar Leis, Rav Yehuda says to Rav Masna, tell me, do you remember the words that Shmuel said when he was about to get onto the ferry boat? He had one foot on the land and one foot on the boat, and he taught us something as he was getting on. Do you remember? I said, sure, I remember. That was amazing. That anybody who claims that he is from Chashmonaim is definitely an Eved. There was no one left from the whole family of the Chashmonaim, except for that woman that the Hordas was trying to consort with. The Salkala Igra, she went up to the roof and committed suicide. Viramia Kala, she shouts out, Kol di Amrami Beit Chashmonaim is an Avda, and then she jumped off the roof. And Naflami Igra Omesa. So Reb Nachman also was makris on him that he's an Evet. Now this guy was, again, just like the story that we just had in Ezra. Everybody thought he was a very rich guy, and everybody wanted to be part of his family, and he was a royal family from the Chashmonaim. So a lot of ksuvas were ripped up that day in Narda, because it turned out that the marriages were all mekachtos. What? We would never have let our daughter marry this guy, and so on, right? So all of those marriages were canceled. So Ahu Yuma Ikar An Kamak Tuvata Ben Arda. So Kika Nafik, as Rav Yehuda was leaving town, all of these people started following him with tomatoes and rocks, and they were gonna stone him. So Nafik Abasilamir Gane. Omalu, so he turns around and says to them, all right, if you shut up and go back home, you'll be in luck. But if not, I'm going to say and publish something else that Shmuel said about this town. So you better learn to keep quiet if you know what's good for you. Because if not, Migalina Alaykhla Diyama Shmuel, Taratez are Ayata Ika Ben Arda. There's two famous families in Arda. One of them is called the family of the Yona, which is an Ov Kosher. And one of them is called the family of the Orvati. And you want to remember which one is Tameh and which one is Tahar. Simanecha Tameh Tameh, Tahar Tahar. Now, I didn't tell you the name of the family. So either because the Gemara is filling in the name or because that name was not in use, but he was going to be Megala, who was what? So make up your minds. You want to try attacking me? So everybody dropped their weapons, but they dropped it into the Nahar Malka. There were so many stones of the people that were going to throw it at Rabbi Yehuda that it created a dam across the Malka River. So Vikam Atma Benar Malka blocked the whole river. Anyway, Machers Rav Yehuda Bepumpadisa, there were other things, because he was the Rosh Hashim in Pumpadisa, and he was Machers that Ada and Yonatan are Avadim. Yehuda Bar Papa is a Mamzer. Bati Bar Tuvia is actually an Eved, because the guy is so arrogant that even though he was written a Get Shichur, he refused to accept the Get Shichur. So because of that, he's still an Eved, and he's not allowed to Rabbeinu Schoirin. And Rav also in Mechuza was Machriz, that the Baloi family, the Danoi family, the Taloi family, the Maloi family, the Zagoi family are all Posel. They're not allowed to marry because they come from Mamzerim. Omer Rav Yehuda, Govai, all of those families that are called Govai are actually Givonai. And people that come from Dornunita, believe it or not, the name Dornunita actually comes from a shortening of Daroi Netinoi. That town was an entire village of Netinim, and they turned it into, over time, it became Dornunita, but you should know that anybody from there is Becheskas, that he's a Netin, and therefore plus. Omer of Yosef, Hai Beikubi de Pumpadita. The place we often find Bar Kubi mentioned in terms of various shiurim and things in the Gemara by Pumbedisa was right near Pumbedisa. That place is a native village. All of those things are kulam da avde. Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, arba meot avadim. Some say it was actually about alafim avadim. They belonged to Pashkur, who's mentioned in the story of Yirmiyahu, and he tried to make a lot of trouble. And he was called Pashkur ben Imer. And he was a fabulously rich kayen. And kulam nitmu bekuna, all of them were echle truma. And they all ended up claiming that they were actually kayanim. And people married into them. And they supposedly were kohanim, were actually they were all psulim. And you should know that today, when you find a kohen who acts with azus ponim, you could be sure that that coin comes from that those families. Omer Abaye, you know where they live? They all live in the famous Kuhuna Row in the Narada. So Kulam Beshura de Narada, which that's like a very choshava area, and this was like Beverly Hills. So these are the Beverly Hills Kayanim, which we know come from Pashur. But actually, you'll remember that we had a number of times pleaded Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar says that Kohanim in general are fighters and they don't speak nicely. Because Imraita Kohen Ba'azut Metzach, if you see a Kohen who acts with chutzpah, don't think that he is a mamzer. Al Taher Acharav. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Kayanim always get into arguments. Why? Okay, they get into arguments because they're more makpid on things of kavod and decency and derech eretz than most people are. And therefore, what you are seeing as Azus Panim is actually, it is a normal activity. You would view it as chutzpah, but it's normal for Kayanim. And therefore, it's not considered to be a simon of any type of psul or mamzeris. Omer Rabbi Yovin Baravada, Omer Rab, kol anosei isha she'ina hogenet lo, kisha kadosh baruch hu mashre shechinato, me'id al kol ha'shvatim, ve'enu me'id alav. So someone who actually took a woman that was not really, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back, Ezra Hashem, any moment now, to be made, to be Mashra, the Shekhinah on Klal Yisrael, and the Shekhinah is only Shaira on the, as we're about to see, is only Shaira on Miuchas in Yisrael. So just like at the time of Pinchas, we have the Shifte Dutli Yisrael. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he comes back, will only be made al kol ha-shvatim, but not on him. Shneimar shiftei yah, hedut li-Yisrael. Those are the two Shema, remember, Yud and Hey, Mishpachat ha-exi, right? So every one of the Mishpachot of Yisrael had a Yud and an Hey that was added to their names in order to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the witness that they are actually of kosher yichus. So that means, Eimatai have edut Yisrael. If they are actually roi farshua sashchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meid alav. Omer of Chama bar Rebbe Chanina, kishakadosh Baruch Hu mashre shechinato, inu mashre alam mishpachot miyuchasot shebi Yisrael. Shenemar ba'et ahinu mashem, eye le'elohim l'kol mishpachot Yisrael. Now note that it says mishpachot Yisrael. It doesn't say l'kol Yisrael. It says l'kol mishpachot. That means only those that the mishpacha is miyuchas. Vehema yiyuli la'am. That teaches us, Omer Rabba Bar Avuna, this is an extra mila that Yisrael has over Gerim. Because by Yisrael it says, Vayiti lahem le'elohim, vehema yiyuli la'am. I will be a God for them. And that basically could make them my people. Masha'ein came by Gerim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Gerim, but they have to make the first move. So, mi hu zeh harav et libo lageshet elayinu Hashem. Show me a man from all of the nations that has brought his heart and given it to me. Then, ve'yitim li'am v'nochi alachem l'elohim. So, the Ger has the first step. He's the one that goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him, which obviously that's the essence of Gerim. Omer Avichal, kashim gerim liYisrael kesapachat. The worst thing that Klal Yisrael has is gerim. So remember all of the issues over here that Lamaisa Tosis brings from Rav Avraham Ager, who says, of course, because the gerim are so much better than the Bnei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the Bnei Yisrael because they're, why can't you act like these gerim, right? He brings a raya from the story of by Elisha. So where the child gets sick, and she said, yes, because it's your presence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares me to you, and therefore these dinim. You know, so you came here in order to be Megala my Ovain. So therefore, they're kashli Yisrael gizapacha. So, okay, remember there's so many different approaches. We talked about this, that this was because... another pshat that Tosfos brings is that there's so many chiyuvim on how to treat the ger, how to love the ger, that people can't be good enough to gerim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always angry at Yisrael. This is how you talk to a ger, this is how you respect the ger, and so on. So because of that, they're very problematic for Yisrael. Many pshatim over here. Another pshat is, Klal Yisrael was only sent into Golos in order to be able to find the best of all of the nations. So because of that, look what Tsar Yisrael had to go through in order to be exposed to these people. So that made it like a sapachat. Sapachat, of course, is a reference to a sapachat in Sarat. Shenema, where do we see that it's compared to sapachat? Shenema, v'nilva hager aliyem v'nispechu. They will become part of, but sapachat also is a remez. Ktivacha v'nispechu. And by the Parsha of Tsaras, we have the Se'et and we have the Sapachat HaSe'et. So it says in the Pasuk, La Se'et V'la Sapachat. So in the Mela, it's also a big problem. Omar Rebbe Chama Bar Chanina, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu Metaher Shvatim. You know what? Maybe we'll save that for tomorrow already. It starts off all Sugya. I just wanted to point out to you an amazing thing that the Gemara talks about here. Anybody who marries a woman for her money, this is like a tremendous discussion. And Lamaisa, I mean, this is something that Rav Meisha would spoke in. The Chazanish has a beautiful letter about this, because the Ramah writes beferish that a person that does such a thing, the marriage is not going to be Eila Yafa. So because of that, he brings. In the Ramah, he brings that Nagu Shaloli Tain Adam Mamon Gadol Bito. The meaning has become not to give a lot of money to your daughter for a shidduch. Umishu makpid umitkotet bavur nechse ishto. A guy who goes into all kinds of negotiations. No, you know, in order to do this shidduch, we need much more money, and you got to pay for my kollel for the next 20 years, and you got to buy me a dira in the Yerushalayim, and you know this story, right? Ein zivugam olayaf. So this is not going to be a good marriage. Elamashi yiten lo chaviv o chamoto yikach ba'ayin yafeh va'az yatzliyah. They want to have a good marriage. They want to give you something, say thank you, never discuss it, and never make an issue out of it. So the Chazon Ish writes in a letter, and he says, I can't understand the Lashon that he says, Eino muvan li harei kanut. Incredible stupidity and empty-headedness, and the way that people are medayik in money, that they're going to be medayik in things that Chazal are bedavka makpid on not to do, and that's the big mitzvah. You know, let's have a meeting and let's have a discussion and let's push for more money. And this is kemevur barama. Rama writes this beferish. Let me tell you one thing, says the Chazon Ish. The va'az yatzliach that the Rama writes is worth anything more than the money that you're going to get out of the fights. Very beautiful. So, unfortunately, very nogea lamaisa. Yes, Rabbanea.
And three notes. One is, in the Temple Mount Sifting Project, they found a bula that says the name of Imer from Bayit Rishon. And secondly is they found, Eglat Mazar found in what's called Ir David, a bula of Gedayahu ben Pashur, who's one of the four people who attacks Yirmiyahu, that's from that family. Also, another person from there, the name skips me at the moment, Yochal ben Shalemiah. And thirdly, Professor Odet Lipschitz explains in Pushupshat that the Assyrians did that. They write about it, that they would salt the earth and they destroyed different areas. And the Babylonians took the Golem and resettled them in broken down areas and free you of taxes, just make this fertile again. So there were Jewish communities in that zone, Tel Milcha, Tel Aviv, Tel Harsha, which were indeed ruined places that they built up. So that's but that's Pashup Shah.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tel Aviv is still Tel Malcha, but what can you do? Okay.